Exam practice test 5. Listening part 3. You will hear a university tutor talking to two social science students about a project they are doing on the impact of technology on people's working lives. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Okay, Kiara and Finn, can you tell me how your project is going? Your general topic was the future of work, wasn't it?
Yes, we've read a lot of articles on it. Some were more interesting than others. There were a couple of writers that just made some strong statements without really backing them up.
The problem is, it's such a big topic. Some of the articles were aimed at graduates, and some of them were targeting people who've been in work for years. We should have narrowed down our topic before we started searching.
But anyway, the focus was always the changing nature of jobs, how it's all happening so quickly.
Exactly. Every single article said we can forget the way things used to happen. Like you started out as an apprentice and then you stayed in the same company for years. That's over.
I see that you've highlighted job title in your notes. Why is that?
I think for some people, a job title used to define them. It was their identity. They worked their way up from the bottom and eventually, one day, they became manager or head of department. And even in their social circle, outside of work, they wanted other people to know how long they'd been in a job.
And now?
It looks like we're moving away from the term job title. So, you know, instead, a lot of businesses are hiring people to work on a project done or lead a team. But the contracts are temporary.
Finn, do you think that's a big issue for young people?
Having to move on once a project's finished? Not necessarily. It can be interesting to work in different places. People aren't always looking for a job that pays really well. It's more about gaining experience and creating a network.
So money's not important?
Well, I haven't started work myself, but according to all the articles I read, it's more about the different rates of pay. If you have a good salary, you probably have enough to enjoy life. But if you're only earning the minimum wage, how do you get by? That's my biggest worry.
I looked at that Richard Grieve survey on work-life balance.
Oh, good.
Only 48% of people believe that their work-life balance will improve.
Is that a statistic that surprises you?
It's hard to say. I wonder what the survey actually asked. Was it just, will your work-life balance improve? Or did the interviewers break that down? I mean, did they actually ask the people who took part, do you enjoy spending more time at work than home?
Good point. See if you can find out more. Finn, what else have you been researching?
Learning new skills. The general view is that employers are just going to want their workers to constantly upskill. And apparently, employers will expect them to attend courses at weekends or after work, not as part of the working day.
I don't think that's a bad thing, as long as the company pays for it.
And think about it. If you were smart, you'd study things that would help you if you had to change companies.
I hadn't thought about that. Yes, good thinking.
What about mobile technology? How might employees be affected now that phones and tablets make it possible to stay connected to work at all times?
It's great. You can use mobile technology, your device, to work where you like, on the way to class or the office.
The media often focuses on the negatives, but as far as I'm concerned, having a tablet I can carry with me means I can manage my studies and my family commitments more easily. I actually think that in the future, mobile technology will reduce employees' stress.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30.
So let's focus on the impact of artificial intelligence on jobs. To what extent do you think it'll help people in their professions or be a threat?
I was reading about architects using AI in the future. The writer was saying that one day architects will use holograms. Then their clients could see a three-dimensional house rather than just looking at a flat plan.
As soon as one architect starts to use AI, all the rival architects in the same area will have to use AI too. That's the only way they'll manage to keep their clients.
True. How about doctors? Imagine if they had to give urgent medical attention to someone, but they weren't qualified to do it. A hospital specialist could use AI and virtual reality to guide a doctor through, like, a complex procedure.
Yes, in an emergency situation, AI could really make the difference.
And what about the law?
Well, the lawyers I know are always anxious about the amount of work they have to get through. But AI could help them with a whole lot of routine tasks, and that should make some of that anxiety go away.
Yes, it probably could. Also, if you're a sports referee, that could be a job that's affected.
In what way?
Using AI would mean there were no mistakes. It would know for sure if a ball was out, for example.
And you can't accuse AI of bias.
No.
I can imagine that one day AI might do away with the need for human referees.
I think so too.
All right, let's move on to human.
That is the end of part 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers to part 3.